This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Arkansas bill that would ban abortions after heartbeat could be detected has been vetoed by Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe. Because pregnancy is not typically detected until after a child has a beating heart, critics of the legislation say it was essentially an attempt to ban all abortions and would entrench abortion rights if the bill were seen as attacking Roe v. Wade surreptitiously. A veto fight in the state is expected. Beebe did sign legislation giving mothers legal protection when being threatened during their pregnancy. Studies like a March of Dimes study show high violence rates during pregnancy. That study showed 1 in 6 pregnant women has been abused by a partner. The Pregnant Woman's Protection Act is intended to ensure that a pregnant woman and her child are protected from unlawful criminal violence and that a woman's decision to carry her child to term is protected. This is Life News Radio. If God is who we understand him to be, prayer may be more about making ourselves available to God than about enumerating all the things that could or should be included in the plans of the Almighty. If you want to know how to become available, consider entering the silence, the poverty of fasting. This Friday is a first Friday of the month and a great time to fast and pray. Let's be the culture of life. In other news, Oregon Right to Life has produced a simple video demonstrating clearly how many abortions have taken place in the years since Roe v. Wade. The video worth seeing is posted at the National Right to Life website, nrlc.org. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.